Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
All right, couple things here. The back and forth has already begun on the Inspector General's report.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the one that's supposed to come out on Monday.
Yeah.
And so the, you know, mainstream media saying, it's going to exonerate the FBI and the Department of Injustice. It's just no big deal. And it's all going to be great. We're going to love it. And then, so you got that going on. And then you got some of the Republicans saying, yeah, but it's still going to have devastating stuff in it. And there's a couple of things. I just want to caution everybody as they watch this. The leaks are all leaking out now. The rats are leaking. Let me just caution folks, you're going to hear a lot about this and some of it's going to depress you because you're going to think they're going to get away with it again or whatever. Okay, the Inspector General's report really shouldn't be this big of an external thing. It's an internal report that basically checks the Department of Justice and the FBI on how they're doing. And I want to caution you, do not take Horowitz's FISA report that seriously. And let me tell you why, because this is what the media will not tell you. They're never going to give you the context for you to understand what's happened here. They're going to treat this, especially if they can find even a paragraph in there that exonerates the FBI liars and the Department of Injustice. They're going to take that and run full bore with it. And I guarantee you there's a paragraph like that in there. Horowitz always includes one. But you got to understand something. Horowitz, you know, regardless of what you think of him personally, the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, he is a paper tiger. He has no ability to compel testimony. No, they don't have to talk to him. He relies on voluntary cooperation for most of his data gathering. He's got some subpoena power over documents, which is very limited. And so the IG report on this FISA stuff is never going to be the total telling of what happened. Do not expect it to be. Even if Horowitz was an honest actor, I don't believe he is. I think he's as deep state can be. I think he's a cover-up artist. But it's just based on his past actions, I'm not going to recap them here. I don't trust him further than I could throw him. But the IG report, even if he set out to do an honest accounting of what happened here with this FISA stuff, he's really limitedly in what he can get. And, you know, meanwhile, you contrast this. I mean, so the IG report is never going to be a total telling of what happened, but the media will treat it like it is. And there's going to be stuff in there that's, you know, you're like, wow, why isn't that? I guarantee you, why isn't this in here? It was broken by the Washington Examiner, by Breitbart, by this, by Sarah Carter. It was on Fox News. Well, because Durham's not going to have the ability to investigate that stuff. And if they don't cooperate, he's not going to get it. And the one to watch is John Durham's investigation. He's got the full power and weight of the justice system behind him. He's already impaneled the grand jury. The case has turned criminal. He's already pursuing potential criminal charges. He's got the full ability to compel testimony from any number of figures, including many who never sat down with Horowitz. He's also got the ability to go after process crimes that occurred during these testimonies. So be very careful with what they tell you about this FISA report. Be incredibly skeptical. That's all I would say about that, Lee. And the other thing you got to know, and Rush did a pretty good job laying this out yesterday. Bizarrely, the subjects here of the Horowitz report were given the ability to read the report and write their own opinions about their own actions, also included. So when stuff leaks out, was that what Lisa Page wrote about Lisa Page?
Right.
Lisa Page is awesome. Exclamation point with a little heart where the period should be. Yeah. What is leaking out here? I mean, this is ridiculous that this would be treated as the final end-all be-all definitive. And that's because they know Horowitz is an original Obama appointee and he's not a good guy. Again, he's the guy that Cheryl Atkinson made the mistake of turning her hard drive over to. Yeah. thinking, you know, and again, I mean, the story is so compelling. I mean, the Obama administration, after Cheryl Atkinson did a, she was at CBS, did a thorough forensic review, found she'd been illegally spied on by the government. They knew CIA or FBI, but they weren't sure which, given the spyware. And, you know, the Obama administration said, hey, turn it over to us. We'll take a look at it for you. And she's like, oh, heck no. And she thought, well, Trump's in office now. I can trust the federal government. Big mistake. She turned her server over to David Horowitz, the guy doing this report. It came back completely wiped, and they said there was no evidence of a crime. That's obstruction of justice, destruction of evidence. Thankfully, again, Cheryl Atkinson's a smart girl, and she kept a copy of the hard drive. So that's about how much you can trust David Horowitz. If given a chance, he will participate in the destruction of evidence. So, I mean, don't... Don't let your liberal friends wear you down on this. This is just the kabuki theater right here. This whole thing. The thing to watch is Durham's investigation, and Trump was saying that at the NATO summit.
But I hear there's a lot of devastating things in that report. But we'll see what happens. I do think the big report to wait for is going to be the Durham report. That's the one that people are really waiting for, and he's highly respected. And and he's worked very hard, and he's worked long hours, I can tell you, and gone all over the world. So we'll see. But the Durham report is a report people are really, if what I read is correct, I read it in your newspaper, that would be a little disappointing.
So he's saying wait for the Durham report. Because you can see, Lee, the media is already spinning this. They're already reporting, oh, that Horowitz report debunks Trump's conspiracy theories. Okay. The Horowitz report, he's never going to get to the bottom. Even if he was an honest actor, he can't compel James Comey to come in and be like, yeah, dude, I totally broke that law right there. Yeah. Which is about what he'd need. If anything, the subjects of this report, if they come in at all, are going to say... No, I did nothing wrong. So keep all that in mind. The media is not.
Or he could simply use the Clinton defense that he gave, that no reasonable prosecutor.
Whatever.
Exactly.
No matter how many crimes.
Because obviously we've set a precedent here.
Yeah. So just be careful of that. I am just laughing at this. I'm on page 9 here of this Time interview, Time magazine.
With
President Zelensky.
Oh. Okay.
Vladimir Zelensky of Ukraine.
Yeah.
Okay, it's page 9, the absolute last question, right? Because they buried it at the end.
Of course.
Mr. Zelensky, come on, you know Trump tried the quid pro quo, yeah? Just admit it. And he still won't. I'm just shaking my head. How are we impeaching the president for this when the victim, the number one victim, is like, no, it didn't happen? And I compared this earlier on the show, Lee, if this was a local case and it was a bank robbery and the victim was the manager of the bank or the owner of the bank or whatever, and they were like, nah, it didn't happen. All the money's here. It's accounted for. Well, we'd be done. Charges dropped, right? Well, that's what's happening here, except no matter what the manager of the bank says and no matter how many statements and financial accounting and audits, whatever he provides to show, there was no bank robbery. The money's all here. It doesn't matter. They take the word of Edna on the street who heard from her girlfriend, Wilma, that some guy robbed that bank. That's where we are right now.
Well, that allows them, the way they're doing this, this allows them to continue the narrative, that they can continue to spout what they believe is the evidence of there to be a criminal wrongdoing, which, of course, is not. And then they can basically wrap it up by saying that Zelensky continues to deny that any crime occurred.
I think they're just pretending that didn't happen.
Yeah.
They're just literally ignoring it. They have no answer for it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ooh, I like this text. Texter writes, on my bank robbery analogy, for those of you just waking up to this, the president of Ukraine has once again come out and tried to tell us there was no quid pro quo. I was not pressured. Nobody's listening to him, though. Doesn't fit the narrative. I said, this would be like if the Greenville police, and everybody would think they were nuts if this happened locally, if the Greenville police arrested John Smith for bank robbery, manager of the bank shows up at the hearing or whatever, says there was no robbery. I've been trying to tell the Greenville police, tells the judge, I've been trying to tell the Greenville police there was no robbery, but they won't believe me. Well, sir, I mean, can you prove no money was taken? Yeah, I got all the statements right here. No money was taken. So no money's missing? No. You had no robbery? No. Well, the judge would be looking at the Greenville police going like, why should I dismiss these charges right now? I mean, we'd all get it. But it'd be like if the judge and the Greenville police just hated John Smith. And we're like, well, let's ignore the bank manager. Let's just ignore the bank manager. We'll talk to Edna instead because she heard from her friend Wilma, who was on the street at the time that John Smith robbed the bank. Well, did Wilma see it? No, she just heard. Okay, well, we'll take her testimony. The bank manager's like, but I've been telling you, she's right here. Nothing is missing. There's no money missing. There was no robbery. No one cares. This is where we are in this country. I swear this country some days has jumped the shark. It is so ridiculous. So ridiculous. But anyway. There we go. All right, I want to play this for you because I think it's fascinating. I can't resist. Did you see this interview? This is a YouTube CEO, Susan Wojcicki. I think she says her last name. Forgive me if I pronounced that wrong. She's on 60 Minutes talking to Leslie Stahl. And man, Leslie Stahl's got her dander up because they are really mad that YouTube didn't censor conservatives before now. They call it hate speech. It's just when you want to be free in a country with borders and not have the full force of the federal government weighing you down. But they call that hate speech on 60 Minutes, right? So the whole interview is the poor CEO of YouTube trying to justify that she's done enough to shut conservatives up online. And so Leslie Stahl's like wailing on her, demanding evidence that she's done enough to shut down hate, as they call it. Now, I have no doubt there's some hate out there. There's probably some white supremacists and some haters and stuff. I'm sure there's like 5 to 10 of them or whatever. But that's not, let's not kid ourselves. That's not what they're talking about. And she even says, YouTube CEO even says, whoa. Okay, we've always been against hate, but we didn't really start censoring until recently. So she's laying out the size of her censorship army. It's about 10,000. So she tells Leslie Stahl, we're doing everything we can to shut up these conservatives we can't win an argument with.
And we use a combination of people and machines. So Google as a whole has about 10,000 people that are focused on controversial content.
I'm told that it is very stressful to be looking at these questionable videos all the time, and that there's actually counselors to make sure that there aren't mental problems for the people who are doing this work. Is that true?
It's a very important area for us. We try to do everything we can to make sure that this is a good work environment. Our reviewers work 5 hours of the 8 hours reviewing videos.
Okay, yeah, whatever. So she's trying to, assure 60 Minutes, like we got these conservatives tamped down. We got these pro-Trump videos taken down. Most importantly, we've got the videos taken down explaining Hillary's crimes in Ukraine and Russia, the Democrat Party's crimes in these places. We got that all, we got it all tamped down. Don't worry. Those are conspiracy theories. And I mean, man, my God, they're so bad that we got to have counseling for people. Except that some of them have another problem. They are exposed to, in many cases, the rest of the news for 5 hours a day. And what happens when that happens? I love this.
I also heard that these monitors, reviewers, sometimes they're beginning to buy the conspiracy theories.
I've definitely heard about that, and we work really hard with all of our reviewers to make sure that, you know, we're providing the right services for them.
Brainwashing, in other words. Folks, you know what's happening? And you know this if you've spent any kind of time on the internet and you've sorted out what sources are good sources and what are bad sources. The conspiracy theory sources are the ones who consistently and persistently get it right. Breitbart's one of them. You want to know what's going on? Go watch that. Go read that. Give them a long line. Don't stop reading when Snopes debunks them. Wait 6 months past that. Then watches the rest of the media, confirms what they originally reported. That's what they're talking about. The problem they're having is that they set these censors out there to shut down hate, or what we would just call regular conservative speech, and most particularly good conservative reporting, which has had to go online because you can't get it on the television in most places. And the censors are beginning to be affected by seeing both sides. That's how powerful a real debate is, and they don't know what to do about it. We got to get new censors. Got to cycle them out every 6 months before they start figuring out what's really going on, believing these conspiracy theories. Yeah, conspiracy is just whatever CBS didn't report because it didn't fit the narrative. See the rest of the narrative, it'll do a powerful job on you. Love to hear from you, by the way. Just thinking about this. If you're one of the ones who texts me, I had so many texts this effect. You know, I used to be a fill-in-the-blank here, Democrat, liberal, whatever. Then I saw both sides. What was it like when your worldview was completely rocked? Just by being exposed to both sides. What was that like for you? It's becoming a problem at YouTube. And that's fascinating.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, you see Pete Buttigieg? What's going on here? They're trying to sell him as a moderate in case Joe falters. And this dude is not. This video is my personal favorite from this. What do you know? Okay, do you know what he just got caught doing? He speaks Spanish, which actually is impressive. He's sitting there talking to an illegal alien, and she asks him, "Well, you know, illegal immigrants like me, like, can we get government, you know, funded healthcare? Can we get government sponsored healthcare? Can we get Medicaid? Can we get like Medicare?" Well, it's in Spanish, but fortunately, the RNC has someone who speaks that language, and they can translate. He's like, oh, yes, you can have Medicare and Medicaid. Absolutely. Not sure how that's going to work since Medicare is going broke. But whatever. Who cares? So they'll shake somebody down for the money. It's just to show you folks how radical these people are. And then there's this. This is Pete Buttigieg and the Reverend Barber from North Carolina. Oh, that guy's a piece of work. He's nuts. Yeah, so Buttigieg really wants the black vote, and he's not doing very well getting it. I mean, he's very white. And so Buttigieg makes the pilgrimage to get the blessing of Barber. He's long been an NAACP leader in North Carolina. So me and Barber sticks it to him. And he asks him, he says, listen, we all know that Americans, of course, being evil, stole the Mexicans' land. And it's, you know, it's rightly theirs. And they're just coming up here to take it back. And we should just let them have it. Because it wasn't ours anyway. Right, Pete? Guy, if this guy was, Trump's got to play this. Oh, yes, says Pete, totally. Take a listen to this. And you hear the acknowledgement at the end. It's great as you can't see Pete's head nodding like a little beaver. But Barbara at the end says, see there, I see you're nodding your head. Listen to this garbage.
We call people illegal aliens and all these things that are not human and certainly not Christian. Why can't we just own in America that some of the people that are trying to come from Mexico here are coming back to land we stole? And the reason we took the land is because people wanted to keep their slaves. Do you think some of our candidates, you maybe, need to have some specific, and others, some specific speeches where you help educate country on the lies we've been told that keep us so divided? And you know, so I see your head shaking. We got two quick questions.
Yeah, shoot. Now, I'm not entirely opposed to this, but it depends on what land we're talking about. Like, I don't think we should give up Texas, but I mean, I'd be willing to give them California. I'd definitely throw in Oregon. I'm not sure if they claim that. That's practically Canadian. But they could have it. I mean, and I would give them Washington State, too, just to be double good and sure that we covered it all. So we want to do that for a while. We just arc the wall all the way up to Canada. Right? Just wall them off. Now, it'd be great. Like I said, they can't have Texas. But again, I'd be willing to throw in California, Oregon, and Washington. Would be fine with me. So, I mean, I'm not entirely opposed to this, you understand. But no, California wanted to leave anyway. So, I mean, I said let them go. They want to be part of Mexico. It'd be a better fit anyway, culturally. I don't mean Hispanic culture. I mean liberal culture. They all vote the same. The white liberals and Hispanic folks from Mexico and all that. And I mean, they would be fine. Yeah, just let them all live together. It's what they want, right? Text Roy Zeter, does the Reverend know that Spain colonized Mexico, or does he think the indigenous people spoke Spanish? Trust me, he has no clue what he's talking about. It just sounds good. Texter writes, that man is a moron. Ignorance abounds in the USA. No, this is standard fare for the Democrat primary. I mean, just the same weeks, Pete Buttigieg sitting there with the illegal alien, go, oh, sure, I'll give you Medicare. Does he think they vote? And if he does, do they? I mean, we know 50,000 of them do in Texas. That's just traditional. I mean, that's been admitted by the governor. But I mean, you know, legally, of course, in federal election, but nobody cares. But yeah, I mean, whoa. So let me get straight. They can have Medicare paid for by you and I. They can have Medicaid paid for by you and I. The illegals can. And they can have the land back, too. Cool. Can't wait to see the Trump commercial on that one. See, this is where the left just kneecaps their candidates by forcing them to tell people what they actually believe. Texter writes, we get a huge percent of produce. It comes from California. Look, they're going to be so hungry and desperate to eat, they just throw it over the wall. It'll be fine. We'll catch it on the other side. It'll work out. I'm not worried about it. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. It'd have to be a high wall, man. They won't last 6 months. They'll be trying to break out. I mean, the Californians who think they'd like this kind of thing. Texture, I say, here are these people, including Kaepernick, that say we stole our land. They need to donate all their million-dollar houses to the Native Americans, including cars, yachts, and any other assets that touch the stolen land. Well, yeah. Because they didn't build that, remember. They did not. It looked like they were working real hard running up and down that field, but they didn't really actually. So no, you're right. They got to give it all. Texter writes, It's no surprise that our military veterans today just hang their head in shame with the way things are going, especially our veterans who are now in their 70s and 80s, the way they've been treated. Yeah, they're second-class citizens. They're not like illegal immigrants. Look, I mean, it's not me. It's Pete Buttigieg. You heard him. I'd play the Spanish clip, but I'd have to translate it for you, and that'd give me a headache. Yeah, sure. Just, you know, you're an illegal immigrant. That's fine. Just vote for me, and I'll give you Medicare and Medicaid. It'll be great. You'll love it. Oh, this is funny. Oh, good point. Texter writes, building a wall to separate California will not work. The brush fires will burn it down.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Texter writes, if we give Mexico California, it would turn into one large pot field in a year or two if it didn't burn down first. So anyway, I want to play this for you because the media is not going to tell you what Trump just did at NATO. And what Trump just did at NATO is absolutely awesome for the future of the country. Let me see if I can recap it quickly. I've told you over and over what a Ponzi scheme the Chinese economy is. Its banking system has just swelled to $40 trillion, twice the size of ours. Yet their economy is significantly smaller than ours. How's that possible? Because they print funky money, they inflate the value of things, and they make bogus loans to members of the Chinese Communist Party who want to take over specific U.S. industries. And what do they do with those loans, if they're ever even repaid back? They are used to subsidize Chinese goods below the cost to make them, so that members of the Communist Chinese Party in good standing can open up manufacturing facilities and pick an industry they want to destroy in America or somewhere else, and then wipe it out with cheap goods. And when the industry is wiped out, nobody's ever going to go back in. They'll do it again. They got a monopoly. That's the Chinese plan, has been for a long time, but they got to do it long enough and withstand the debt and the financial burden long enough to get monopoly control, make all the money back. That's the bet. The bet Trump has made is that he can crush them because they're so badly leveraged, because the Chinese economy is one massive Ponzi scheme. They're not better than us at capitalism. Well, the Chinese Ponzi scheme has spread to Europe. Europeans looked at this and went, wow, the only way that we can make it now is not through real capitalism, but through subsidizing goods to target particular U.S. industries, destroy them with cheap goods, and come in and monopolize it. So they did. They are. They have. In fact, they've even done this in concert with China in some cases. So this practice is of crony capitalism has spread to Europe. And Trump said, no. Trump just witch slapped the French. I mean, this was hysterical to watch. Emmanuel Macron, the head of France, just decided randomly that he was going to slap tariffs on U.S. internet services. Everything from Twitter to Facebook to digital, right? $2.4 billion because he needs money and they have money, right? Trump's like, So Lighthizer, Trump's trade rep, just announced 100% countervailing duty, just in time for NATO, on, guess what, $2.4 billion in French imports. I don't know what Macron was thinking when he did this. He was thinking he was still dealing with Obama. Obama would be like, yeah, sure, go ahead, rape our companies financially. We're fine with that. We're America. Besides, we don't deserve to succeed. Now, what's hysterical about this is that this $2.4 billion U.S. tariff against France just announced in time for NATO was on top of the $7.5 billion tariff. They call it a countervailing duty, but whatever. that Trump just slapped on Airbus. And here's the funny thing. We won the right to do this from the WTO, the World Trade Organization. It's been going on for a while. Airbus had been unfairly competing with Boeing because the French, like the Chinese, were subsidizing their product because they suck at making it capitalistically. They can't beat us, so they got to cheat. So we went to the WTO over it, and they ruled in our favor. So not only does Trump get to slap a retaliatory $7.5 billion essentially tariff on Airbus, by law, the French can't retaliate. He just took them for $10 billion. Protected U.S. industry from cheating. Filled up the coffers of the Treasury at no expense to you. That's what you call a huge with a Y win, which what I mean is not going to tell you about it. And Trump brilliantly tied that to NATO this morning in a press conference where he says, look, I mean, who does this Macron think the heck he is? He comes in here, expects us to pay for the French military protection, right? Because that's what we do through NATO. It's just socialism where we pay for everybody else's military. We get nothing out of it. And then has the gall, Trump basically says, to slap taxes on American companies. Here's the dressing down that Macron got.
I would say that nobody needs NATO more than France. You just look back over the last long period of time. Nobody needs NATO more than France. And frankly, the one that benefits really the least is the United States. We benefit the least. We're helping Europe. Europe unites and they...
Yeah, so he says that, and then he says, listen, the days in which you can just go shake down American companies, they're over. You don't get to tax American companies and think we're going to pay for your military out of your mind. Here's what Trump said about that. He's asked by the reporter, do you think you're going to let them get away with this, Mr. Trump? Are you going to lift the tariffs?
What would it take for you not to impose those tariffs on the French product?
Well, look, I'm not in love with those companies, Facebook and Google and all of them, Twitter, although I guess I do pretty well with Twitter on the other side, but I'm not necessarily in love with those companies. There are companies. They're American companies. I want to tax those companies. They're not going to be taxed by France. So France is going to put a tax on. It was totally out of the blue. He just had the idea. Emmanuel had an idea. Let's tax those companies. Well, they're American companies. I'm not going to let people take advantage of American companies, because if anyone's going to take advantage of the American companies, it's going to be us. It's not going to be France. And so we're taxing, as you know, we're taxing their wines and everything else. And we have a very, very big tax to put on them. Plus, we have a tax going on Airbus, that'll be a good thing for Boeing, but we're only going to do that if it's necessary. As you know, we won in the World Trade Organization. We won $7.5 billion. We never used to win before me, because before me, the United States was a sucker.
Yeah. Obama would have walked right up to Macron, shook his hand, posed for the photo op, and let him rob us blind while crushing our ability to compete internationally. Trump says, it's awesome.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.